back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
And we got a huge schedule going on for the rest of this month and early next month. So here it is. If you get a pen out, here's what we're going to be doing.
Yes.
March 20th. We'll be at the Avengers at Staples Center.
The indoor football, the Avengers.
Yes. And
arena football.
Yes. And we'll be broadcasting from a suite there. And so that's always fun to do. And then on March 27th, we'll be at the Commerce Casino.
The Commerce.
For a big poker tournament, and those are always great events. And I think by Monday, they said they were going to have it up on the website. Jerry, maybe you could check that out, see if that's up there.
It's 971freefm.com.
Yeah. And it is up there? It's up there already? Wow, these guys work faster than hell at this in this building.
They really do.
Yeah, all right. Check out contests and see if it's there. If it's there, then we'll have people. We'll direct people there now
to start registering,
and you can sign up. All right, Jerry was his sausage fingers. We got him an extra big keyboard. It's the size of a piano.
Yeah, they're navigating his sausage fingers.
It's like a big surfboard.
Navigating that internet very, very adeptly.
It's there. All right, gang, go to 971freefm.com. I tell you, that Mike Olson kicks ass around here.
He does. He's a very hard-working dude and a nice guy.
And go to 971freefm.com, click on Contests with an S, Contests, and then sign up for the big Commerce Casino Tournament. And it's going to be fantastic. It'll be on the 27th, 2 weeks from today? 2 weeks from tomorrow?
2 weeks from tomorrow, I think.
Wow.
Yes.
2 weeks from tomorrow. And we'll be down there gambling. Somebody will walk home with a bunch of money.
Yep.
I think they'll have free food like they do usually and about a $6,000 prize pool. And we usually have about 400, 500 people there playing.
Never mind the prizes. I just love the food.
Oh, it's so great. You and I get bombed, and it's just a great night.
It is a fun night.
And then on April 1st, we'll be at KCAL.
Yeah, so Avengers, the Commerce... And the KCAL.
The Commerce.
We got a lot going on this spring, so we invite you to join us every weeknight, Monday through Friday, right
yes.
after Tom Likas from 8 until 11. All we ask is for 3 hours a night.
All right, where are we going to be on the 27th?
The Commerce.
The Commerce. All right, gang. 9 o'clock must mean news with Robin, everybody.
Now.
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile. Here's Robin with the news.
All right. What's in the news, Robin?
Well, it is another busy day. First, Hillary Clinton was filled with enthusiasm today in Philadelphia after she boasted about winning the quote-unquote big states in the race for the presidency. Here we have a clip of Clinton basking in her glory. H-188.
All right, H-188. Here we go.
I have won the big states. I've won the states that a Democrat has to win. And I think that's important because as we go forward against John McCain, we've got to nominate someone who can really put together the electoral map. And I believe I can do that.
Ah, there she goes, man. Putting together the electoral map.
Man. Yeah, she's talking raw politics there.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Well, yes. KISS frontman Gene Simmons, I know we have a few fans around here, appeared on Dr. Phil this week and had some controversial things to say about what exactly fuels the paparazzi. G-188.
All right. Here we go. G-188. If you have a computer at home, you can click it now.
Look, in the world, there are more important issues. But since we're talking about this, if the women of the world stop buying the magazines on the way out of the checkout counter of the supermarkets, the paparazzi would stop doing this kind of stuff. You can't be surprised when you're a young starlet and you step into the farm pit wherever the bull is and put on a red dress. As soon as the bull attacks, the crowd will gather. So who's doing the crowd gathers because the bull gets, of course, hot and bothered. The reason the bull gets hot and bothered is the starlet puts on a red dress. Feet, give it some straw and just, you know, put on a nice pair of jeans. But the idea is the women of the world enjoy this. I don't care about the new wrinkle cream. I don't care who's going out with who. Guys don't really care.
That's true. Guys don't give a rat's ass. They really don't. Those magazines are exclusive for women, and I'm not sure why. But my wife reads a lot of those magazines. She's up on everything.
And they come to the house. They're mailed over.
Yeah. Robert, we're going to have a chicken tomorrow night to talk about all this
stuff. We are. She's going to give us all the hottest dish.
Yeah. I guess I don't know what it is. Why do you think women like that, Robin?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just sort of a fantasy that we all love to buy into and take us away from our daily lives.
All right. Look at you. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, as both of you know, in a swift fall from grace, Governor Elliot Spitzer resigned today after getting caught in a call girl scandal. And if you'd like, we are, we're happy to play the audio of his speech again, but I know you've covered that. Here's a little bit of that. S-152.
Here we go.
In the past few days, I've begun to atone for my private failings with my wife, Soda, my children, and my entire family. The remorse I feel will always be with me. Words cannot describe how grateful I am for the love and compassion they have shown me. From those to whom much is given, much is expected. I have been given much: the love of my family, the faith and trust of the people of New York, and the chance to lead this state. I am deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me. To every New Yorker and to all those who believed in what I tried to stand for, I sincerely apologize.
Oh, man. How weird is it going to be the next time he has sex with his wife?
How about how long is it going to be? How many months, how many years?
But look at everything he's lost. He's lost his job. He's lost probably the happiness of his wife,
the respect of his state,
of his also of his kids.
Yeah,
and he has lost the ability to nail any more hookers. He's got to stop doing that now.
Well, I guess he has to stop doing that.
It's really weird that would you consider that a sexual addiction?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but somebody who over what 6 years they said 6-8 years,
it was 10 years now
when he had soda. He had soda right there, you know, probably available for sex, a couple of nights a week.
But it's too bad that, like, alcohol addiction and drug addiction, like, if he was an alcoholic, if he came on TV today and said, I've been drinking, a quart of vodka and 17 beers every day for 10 years.
Right.
People would say, oh, man, let's get him to rehab. He'll be back in 2 weeks. He'll be all fired up and run the state.
Right.
Same thing with drugs. Right. Same thing with gambling.
Right.
But with sex, man,
is that stigma?
It's over.
Yeah, there's still that stigma.
It's so weird in this country the way that is. Yeah, gotta lose your job just because you had sex with a woman. Jesus Christ.
Well, sometimes you don't have to. Like, even if you had sex or were reportedly looking for sex with a man, like Governor Larry Craig in Idaho, he's hanging in there. He has not resigned.
Yeah, but he's under a lot of pressure to get out, too.
I know, but months and months have passed.
He'll be voted out.
He's still collecting a paycheck. And
yeah, because he's a real stubborn jackass, but he'll be thrown out, too. But it really is amazing, man. This country is so crazy when it comes to sex. And I blame... I blame your gender, Robin. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, finally, Conway and Whitman co-host Brian Whitman made the rounds on another 97.1 talk show today.
Uh-oh. Like us?
No, as a matter of fact. In this clip, listeners were calling in to guess what the mysterious stain on Frosty Stillwell's shirt was.
Uh-oh.
And one caller ventured this guess. F-75.
All right, F-75. Here we go.
Hey, Matt in Ventura, what's up?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, Frosty, you know exactly what that stain is.
No, I really don't, Matt.
Yeah, that's the essence of Brian Whitman.
Oh, Brian's essence.
My.
You already forgot. Totally forgot. Totally forgot.
I love that man. I really, really do.
And part of him's on my shirt.
His essence.
He's right here.
Oh, God.
Oh, his DNA is here next to me.
Brian Whitman.
I don't know.
Oh, Babo.
Believe me, my DNA is not on his shirt. I can. I hope the caller didn't win a prize for that incorrect guess.
Is it on his trousers?
It's nowhere near him.
All right. But that is odd that one of the callers thought it was your DNA on the guy.
Well, because they've heard the, they've heard obviously, you know, that Frosty's in love with me with all of the talk that he does about me and how he wouldn't invite me to his party, you know, like a little high school girl who doesn't want to invite the guy she really likes to the party. You know, listeners see through all that stuff.
I want to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
All right, have your burger, buddy.
It's Do you really think he's in love with you?
No, I don't. I say it for fun.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, we should get a lie detector.
No, I don't really.
Going on both of you.
I don't really believe
it. Because I think outside the station, maybe you guys do hook. I don't know what's going on with you.
Let me say this. At 10 minutes after 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday night on Free FM with Conway and Whitman, thank you for listening for hours and hours. I have never seen, well, I've seen him eating alone at a restaurant. I acted like I didn't see him because it was too uncomfortable. I've never socialized or fraternized with Frosty Stillwell outside of the walls of this building or like KCAL or like the Key Club where we were doing station events. On my private time, I've never,
You've never been with him.
I've never spoken to him on the phone. I've never, I've never seen him. So that is correct, sir.
But you haven't seen him because of lack of desire or lack of response?
Actually, it's a little bit of both.
You've tried to see him.
Well, I tried one time because I wanted to see a movie that I still haven't had the chance to see. And I thought that he would be the only person, because I know he's got this, I thought at least, that he had this admiration for President Carter that I share. And when I saw the trailer for the movie, I said, oh, God, I don't want to go see that alone. Oh, Frosty likes Carter. I'll email Frosty. He'll go with me.
Oh,
and he rebuffed my advance. And so
is that the opening of the movie?
Yeah. Because Jimmy Carter's a Nazi, right?
Hey,
so I haven't asked since then anything of him, and I won't.
Right? Has he asked you to a movie or to dinner?
No, he's never invited me to anything.
Hmm.
Yeah, no.
And does that irritate you?
No, it does not, because he's made very clear that he does not desire to socialize with me. So,
all right, let's say you and Frosty did go to the Jimmy Carter movie. All right.
Yeah.
Would you drive together, or would you meet him there?
We'd probably drive together. We live.
Would that be weird?
He lives near where I live, near where he lives. We live in.
So you'd go pick him up.
I don't know where he lives, but I know from just knowing that we live close by.
Would you prefer to pick him up, or was he going to pick you up?
Really wouldn't matter. I mean, whoever was closer to the.
So you drive that Mercedes up into the hill, give a little honk. Would you want to go inside?
No, I would not. No, I would not. I don't want to waste time. I'd want to get to the restaurant to eat. Or just, I'd probably meet him at the restaurant. No, but then you have two cars. You know what? Maybe he could park at the restaurant, and then from the restaurant, we'd drive together to the movie. I'd drop him off in his car.
No. Let me tell you why that's weird.
Well, Tim, it's not a date.
Let me tell you why that's weird. All right, after you're done with the movie, it's 11 o'clock, and you go back to that empty parking lot.
This is not happening anyway.
Where you had that Italian meal.
Yeah.
And it's a very uncomfortable moment where he has to get out of your car and get into his car.
No, for
and anybody looking, like the Domino's pizza guy in the parking lot, is go, hey, those two.
Frosty and Whitman. Yeah, no, it's not.
The rendezvous.
It's not that way because that's not what it is.
I know, but people would look at it. Right. Like when you see a couple in a parking lot late at night. Mm-hmm. And a guy stops the car, and she gets out of the car and gets in another car. You thought, oh, they just had an affair,
right? Or did it in the car or something?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's going to look like. So you would have to drop him off like a block away from the restaurant.
Fine.
That you guys went to, like Cucina or something nice in the valley.
Probably Vitello's or something.
All right, Vitello's. You'd have to drop him off,
or Moe's.
You would have to drop him off right where Robert Blake killed his wife,
right? Or Moe's, because that's where I saw him. Alone, eating, sad.
At what time?
7 o'clock at night, 6:30. Actually, about 6 o'clock.
And you were with a couple of hot chicks. Who were you with?
Christy Brinkley.
Who were you with?
Christy Brinkley. Tim.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
Who were you with?
I was with Christy Brinkley.
No, dude, I was
with a buddy, but I was not alone. And no, we weren't sitting on the same side of the booth. You goddamn
nut! I didn't say that.
But that was your next question. You're such a nut. I left here with a pounding headache because of you a couple of nights ago or last night, whenever it was.
Did you go to the manhole that night?
Yeah, we did, Jerry. And remember, that was the night we saw you there.
I hate to say this, and I hope you don't get wildly irritated, but
I'm not
you might. I think you're more likely than having dinner with Chrissy Brinkley.
And Chris Brinkley, man. David Brinkley,
David
man.
Brinkley.
All right, man. There you go.
Because you like news.
Yeah, I like news.
All right. Anything else in the news, Rob?
David Brinkley, and we had nice dinner together.
That's what's happening.
All right. There she goes, Robin, everybody.
From the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
With the news. All right. I want to hear that Frosty clip again.
Hey, Matt in Ventura, what's up?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, Frosty, you know exactly what that stain is.
No, I really don't, Matt.
Yeah, that's the essence of Brian Whitman.
Oh,
Brian's essence.
My.
You already forgot. Totally forgot. Totally forgot.
I love that man. I really, really do.
And part of him's on my shirt.
His essence.
He's right here. His DNA is here next to me.
Brian Whitman.
There's some weird tension between the two of you.
No, I love
I don't know what it is. I can't pinpoint it, man.
I love the guy. He's a.
I know you do, and I'm not sure that he loves you. I don't know what's going on with the two of you.
That's okay. I really enjoy him on the radio, and I'm a fan.
I think you could be good friends with him. Well, I think you enjoy a lot of the same things.
That's what I thought. I thought that we had this kind of political vibe going with Jimmy Carter. That's why, and that was the only reason. I mean, look, if it was
Are you willing to give it another shot?
No, not after being rebuffed. It's like if I ask a chick out and she says no, I don't call 1,000 times.
Oh, you got to call again. That's what they want. Frosty is into the pursuit.
Yeah. I'm not pursuing Frosty, Tim. I'm not in the pursuit of Frosty. Do you get that?
Well, I don't know what you're calling it, but... I
don't know what in your head it is. I don't know what you're thinking about or, when it's dark at home and you're laying in bed. I don't know what you're thinking about, but I'm not pursuing Frosty, my friend. And the fact that I happen to come up on their show is an honor and it's a privilege. It's a great show. And I
feel personally insulted by Frosty's rebuff of you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Because he is working during the day. And he should be extra sensitive to people working at night that they might get their feelings hurt. If it was the other way around, there'd be no problem.
I see. Well, why don't you send him an email and tell him that, Tim?
I think he should go to the movie with you.
Right.
I think he'd like you.
Yeah, like you do. Right.
Well, I think he'd like you more than that.
Then you like me.
Well, yeah, because I think you guys become very good friends.
Right.
You talk late at night.
I'm wrong. I had hoped that could happen for us, Tim.
It didn't happen.
Well, I think it has. I hope it has.
Is that put like a sour taste in your mouth? I mean, it'll discourage you from inviting any other of the male hosts to a dinner and a show?
What, that our friendship hasn't blossomed?
Yes.
Maybe.
Would it discourage you from asking Frank to dinner and a show?
I mean, I would hang out with Frank. I mean, I have no problem with that. But the specific, when you say dinner and a show, you make it sound like, it's a date. It was a movie that is an obscure movie about President Carter. I didn't think anybody wanted to see it, really, other than, say, President Carter himself, his wife, his children, me, and Frosty.
Right. Would you ask Tom Likas to dinner and a show?
I would go to dinner with Tom. I would share.
And then a movie?
No, I don't think I'd go to a movie with Tom.
What about John and Jeff?
Yeah, sure. I like them. Like those guys very much.
So if John was interested in seeing that Jimmy Carter movie, you'd be into that.
I'd probably go see it with him. Yeah.
Just the two of you sitting there.
Well, we
Finland.
Yeah.
We'd have the seat in between us. I have that rule when I go with a dude to the movie theater, like a buddy. We keep
that's a homophobic thing, by the way.
Oh, I thought
I think it is.
I thought you said 1,000 times on the air that you've only ever heard the term homophobic used actually by a homosexual dude.
Well,
have you not said that?
Yeah, I have said that. But that's not a good heterosexual move.
I don't care what you think of it.
Just telling you.
I don't care. That's how
When two guys go to the movie and there's a seat between them,
yeah,
they're in love. That's the love seat between them.
You're ridiculous.
It's true, dude.
No, dude. It's not.
It's true, dude.
That's not true, dude.
Leave a seat?
Leave a seat for room, for my elbows, for the popcorn, for the Twizzlers.
Leave a seat, pop a condom.
Right. Sure. That's what it's about. Jesus.
I mean, you might as well just put the condoms in that seat and, a double-ended...
Where are we going to put the Astroglide, Tim?
Evidently, you guys are going to go back to the house and do that.
Right.
But, Bubba, you can't leave a seat between you guys anymore.
I always do.
There's a stink that is associated with that nowadays.
Whenever I go, and I don't go to the movies a lot, but if I go to the movies with a male friend, with another dude who's a friend of mine, we never...
Why don't you sit in separate theaters?
Unless it's a really crowded movie, like if it's opening night and the movie's sold out and we have no choice, we have to sit next to each other, that's one thing. But if it's like a, you know... a weekend early show, or even during the day when I used to, you know, not work at night, I'd go to more movies during the day. I'd, you know, I'd always leave that seat in between open. Always.
Nah. All right, let's take some calls on this, gang. If you leave a seat, if you go to a movie with a guy, you're a guy, you go to a movie with a guy.
You leave the seat.
Do you leave a seat between you two?
Of course you do.
Or is that a real indication that that you're wildly... attracted to the dude.
Right.
All right. I don't know. We're going to have to take the audience's little poll in the audience here.
Notice a trend?
I'm just telling you, Brian. I'm trying.
Right. To help
every
me.
Single night to help you right. live a happier life. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I don't see you taking right. many of my lessons right. and utilizing them in your personal life. Right. I feel frustrated.
I'm sorry you feel frustrated.
I'm frustrated with your progress.
Lack of progress, right, down the road that you've paved for me.
I'm trying to help you, rebuffing my solutions.
Are you in love with me, Tim?
Nah, I don't think so. Unless they say there's a fine line between love and hate, right?
Oh, so you hate...
I don't hate you, you idiot. Nice. All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. When you go to a movie with a guy, you're a guy, you go to another guy. You leave a seat between the two of you?
Is that
still going on?
It's more popular.
In 2008?
More popular than ever.
Ugh.
By the way, I'm talking about straight guys. We're talking
get
about
out of here.
Straight guys.
All right. Straight guys, gay guys, doesn't matter. If you're a guy, you go to a movie with another guy, you leave a seat between you. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Before we go break, real quickly, Jerry, you go to movie with your friend. You leave a seat between the two of you.
I go all the time, every weekend. No, there's no seat between us. That's
well,
the
also because ever. Jerry also because Jerry's very tiny, and if you're sitting next to Jerry, you have a lot of room, you know, elbow room and stuff, because he's like a little dwarf sitting there. If you're a normal sized dude, you need room. You need room. Guys need room for.
Do you
their-
ever go with another tiny friend and you share a seat?
Sometimes. I'll sit on Scott's lap sometimes.
You're ridiculous. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
He's Conway. He's Whitman. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's Whitman. Ah, who cares? There'll be another guy in here in 2 weeks.
Brian will be reporting in by speakerphone.
Conway and Whitman, 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. It's 2008. You go to a movie with another guy, you leave a seat between the two of you?
It's still going on? I think
I
it
know.
Is. In my life, it's still going on.
Paul in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How you doing? How are
all right,
you?
All right,
Tim,
man.
I usually agree with you. I totally disagree. Went to the movies the other night, my friend, and I think who sits? I sat down first, and then he scuttles up right next to me. No way. Give me a chair.
So what did you tell him to move?
I looked at him. I said, you can't sit in. No disrespect. We all saw the Seinfeld episode, and not that there's anything wrong with it. Not at all. Nothing against homosexuals, but I call it the homo chair. You can't
homo.
Sit there. Whoever sits in that chair is the homo. That you can't do it. And no disrespect again.
So you said to your buddy, you know, slide over one.
I said slide over one. That's where the popcorn. You want to put a popcorn there? Fine. And then he reaches over
that.
And sticks his hand. I'm like, are you out of your mind? I said,
right.
Get out of here.
All right, get out of here, you jackass. What's wrong with you, Shauna in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
You have to have a seat between the two of you. I mean, as a female, when I go to the movies with some of my friends and whatnot, we have fun and we look at those type of men that enter the movie theater together, and we try to decide whether who's who and who's in the relationship. But also, I want to talk about Whitman and his man crush that he has on Frosty. This is crazy. I mean, the reason why...
I'm sorry, Shauna, with all due respect, I do not at all have a man crush on Frosty. It's him that talks about me.
Oh, yeah. I think, no, in that case, I was listening this morning, and the caller called, and he didn't talk about you at all. The caller talked about you.
Right, but previous to that, he brought me up.
Let me tell you the reason why I say this. Because, one, who likes President Carter that much? And who would know the other person like President Carter?
Because he says it on the radio.
Randomly sent him an email.
He says it on the radio.
He got upset when he didn't invite you to the party. And then
the party never happened, Shauna. The party was imaginary. It was in his head. The party was a brain party. It was in his head. It was in his dreams. Literally, the party was in his dreams.
Shauna?
You're upset right about it now. So
Shauna?
I think you need to examine.
Because you're upsetting. Because you're irritating.
Shauna, do you, as a woman, do you consider yourself to be privileged with having a sixth sense?
No, but I'm just saying everything points to that. He has a man crush on him. Is something wrong with it? If you have one and you really like him?
Hold on, baby. Hold on.
Okay, thanks now.
Let me talk to her off the air. Hold on one second.
Oh, I thought she said
hey, Shauna.
I thought she said
we're going to put you back on the air. When I ask you if you have a sixth sense and you can tell whether people are in love, you say yes.
Right, because it helps to build my case against Whitman.
Right, hold on,
that's what the show's about.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. All right, let's talk to Shauna. You're on 97.1 Free FM. As a woman, do you have a sixth sense?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So you can tell whether two people are enjoy one another's company?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the fact that he has... It's like when you're in high school. There's someone that you want to meet, and you feel like you have something in common with the person. Sometimes the other person will reach out a little further.
All right,
and
that's true.
You know, he likes him to be his best friend or
Shauna,
something like that. But
Shauna,
man crush.
Shauna.
Yeah.
Listen closely, all right? Stop talking for a second, if it's possible.
Here it comes.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
All right, Shauna, please.
I sent him one email.
All right.
Uh-huh. Just one email inviting him to a movie.
Uh-huh.
Have never invited him to anything ever since that.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
You got it, Shauna.
It's Brian, by the way.
Take care of yourself, baby. All right, when you go to the movies, leave a seat between you and that other dude. Scott in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, Bobo.
Hey, now.
Hey, you guys are on it. Hey, I agree with you, Whitman. You leave that seat, man. You're Conway, you're normally always right.
Yeah.
But, man, you got to leave that seat.
You got it wrong this time, huh?
I'm tall, man. I don't want my leg touching another guy. Hey, one more thing real quick. Daddy, my VC sucks!
Please, for God's sakes. We're trying to rebuild our friendship and relationship with Danny Bonaduce after a slow start.
Yeah, we don't need those types of attacks.
Tom in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Why, do you have a relationship with Danny that you need to repair, Tim?
No, I think we both of us got off to the wrong start with Danny. Mm. You know?
So you're working on your relationship with Danny?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I absolutely am. I will admit that.
How's that going?
It's going pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, it's going well.
Good.
I mean, we do it on a very like professional heterosexual level. We don't invite each other to movies and shows and stuff like that. We just do it like two, you know, dudes.
You go to islands, you've said on the air. You go to movies with male friends and your wife doesn't go?
I have not been to
You didn't go to islands with your friend Robbie?
I've been to dinner with a friend, yeah.
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 At Islands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was your wife there?
No.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. But if I did it, it would be, you know...
No, you've been to, that restaurant where you saw Frosty eat?
Yeah, right.
You go to Vegas
You made a big deal about who I was with at that restaurant where I saw Frosty, didn't you? You said, hey, who were you with?
No, you said you were with Christy Brinkley.
Right, because you were going to make a big deal out of the fact that I was there with
I thought you were there with some chick. I didn't know.
Sure you did.
I did. I thought you were there with a chick.
Okay.
Give me the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, you've earned it.
David Brinkley's sitting across from you. All right. Who are we talking to? Tommy. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
How you doing, Brian?
All right.
Hi, Tom.
This is the first time I got to say Brian is spot on this, man.
Wow. I must be out of it, man.
I got a friend. We hit the movies about every other week, and the girlfriend calls it a bromance, but... I just call it a mandate. Anyway, we hang in the flicks, and there's always a space.
You know, Jerry does that, too. I got to... thanks for calling, dude. Jerry goes to to dinner and a movie every Saturday night with a dude, right?
Well, Jerry's friends are... Jerry doesn't have female friends. His entire circle of friends...
I do have female friends, Brian. You've met them.
I've met one.
But you plan on going to a movie.
Well, it's just, it's like a set thing. I mean, it's not like a, it's not like a planner. It's just, it happened. That's what, that's
with?
Usually what happens.
Scott or, well, Matt or,
sometimes them, my friend Alex.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Always dudes.
Do you ever go back to back, like Alex, and then Matt?
Yeah. Most of the time, it's actually just me and Alex, because my buddies are working, my other friends are working.
John in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Please,
with the F words. Please, fellas. David in La Puente, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, when I saw the cake cow thing, it looked like Frosty broke Whitman's heart, and that's why he doesn't email Frosty anymore. Because he
I never emailed him. I emailed him one time.
I know. Buddy.
No, actually, okay, you know, actually, my friend, the first email exchange between Frosty Stillwell and yours truly,
yes,
came from him. He emailed me.
That's Are you
how,
serious?
Yes, I am, Doug.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's how, well, you learn.
I apologize.
No need to apologize, buddy. You learn something new every night. That's how I even had his email address.
What did he email you about?
He emailed me about...
Did he email your restraining order?
He emailed me about something I'd rather not talk about station stuff.
Oh, talk about it. That
okay, all right, okay. He emailed me about after the think tank and that whole thing with, Tom and Jack and everybody was getting into it, and he said, you did a great job, and he was very, very nice. Okay, so...
So then you responded to his email.
With an invitation to go see that Carter movie, because he's the only guy who I thought was into Jimmy Carter, because I asked Heidi and Frank, and they said all the time he talks about Jimmy Carter on the air, and apparently that's just a goof. So I didn't know that. I mean, I heard
did
that
Did he respond to that email?
No, he did not. Oh, yes, he did, yes, and he said no.
How did he say no to you?
I'm really not into Jimmy Carter, and no, not really. I don't really want to go, and... And that he treated me like, as I've said, like a listener.
Then you emailed him back.
Believe I did, and
then he didn't open it.
Right, and then I unsent it.
Buddy, I can't wait until the two of you live together, and you're going to thank me for putting the two of you together.
Yeah, sure.
Honest to God, man.
Yeah, you really bring people together.
I am an effing matchmaker, even when I don't even plan on it.
You know what you are? You're an effing nut.
I can't wait to run into you.
And Frosty at Gelson's.
At Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right.
Picking out some new sheets, maybe a couple of pillows. Yeah. Both of you with your dogs.
Believe me, if I were at Bed Bath & Beyond with any male.
Maybe a blender.
And saw you coming down the aisle. I would run for that mother effing door so fast to avoid that stilted, awkward, hey, man, oh, God, just you creeping around there. I would head for the parking lot so fast.
Oh, man, you're going to love your new life with Frosty. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Now back to Conway and Whitman.
Jesus Christ.
On 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Oh, boy.
Meow.
During the break, I was speculating what I would buy the two of you if that ever happened.
You know, this conversation is ridiculous and getting more...
I'm just speculating if you and Frosty ever, moved to Vermont and got married.
Yeah.
What I would buy you for the wedding. You can speculate like that, can't you? Jerry, please. Don't make beds out of titanium, you idiot.
Every night this week...
Excuse me?
Brian, please. Have tried to anger me, belittle me, call me a lunatic, a hypocrite. Now I'm in a gay relationship with Frosty at Bed Bath & Beyond. Why are you doing this?
Trying to make you happier, young man.
You're a source of unhappiness with all of this crazy ass.
Are you getting this from Jennifer? You sound like her when you say that.
Well, maybe if she does say
that. My wife.
Well, okay.
You're a source of unhappiness.
All right. I didn't know that she said that. But if she does say that, well, then maybe you need that gives you pause to consider what now more than one person has said to you, my friend.
Get out of here. Matt Norwalk here on 97.1.
There's that reaction, too.
That's the same one I give her. Get out of here. All right, Matt, you're on the air.
All right, Brian, just admit, you see that Frosty and you giggle like a little French school girl.
No, I got to have him. His ass is so hot and... You know, I gotta have him. Yeah, I gotta have him. His build.
No, you do.
Hey, think about this though, Matt.
His manly build.
How about the Tuchek family that they would be?
His man boobs. We'd have a lot of money. Yeah, we'd bring in a lot of money.
Tons. You wouldn't have to work.
Well, if I wanted, right, or if he wanted to stay at home. What am I having this conversation for?
I think Frosty would work.
Frank, stop it, Brian. What am I even doing this for? Jesus. When you talked about the money, I started getting interested. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about this.
But you know what? That's so great that you're not interested in anything. All of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute. You could stay home and bing, the light goes on. And you all of a sudden calculated what would half of Frosty's income be. Boom. We could live very happily and I wouldn't have to do anything.
I stopped myself.
You could literally stay at home.
Yeah, I stopped myself, though.
You wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah, no, I can't wait for those
days. You could tell Frosty you're going to Vegas with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back on Friday.
Right.
And he, you know, earns the money.
He comes in and does the show, right.
He calls you after work, or you call him after work. How was the show?
Oh, God.
Who'd you have to apologize to?
Right. Did you play the organ a lot during the show? And
yeah, you could talk for like an hour.
Right. Was it a drinking show, or you know, how's Jack? Is Jack in a good mood?
Right.
You know, tell everybody I said hi.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
And you're calling from the Bellagio.
Right. Well, that's never wrong if you're calling from the Bellagio. That's
you slide downstairs.
Right. Play some blackjack.
Throw Frosty's credit card on that table, and you're off to the races.
I can support myself.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
I know. I know.
If you married Frosty, you don't have to do anything.
Honest to God, Tim.
Brian, listen to me. I'm trying to set up a perfect scenario for you. You don't have to have sex with the guy. You just have to be married to him and live with him.
Right.
You can have a dysfunctional relationship with him.
Well, yeah.
Why don't you live with
him? I'm not in love with men.
Charlie and Arlita, you're on 97.1.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Charlie.
How's it hanging?
Do you care?
I do.
Not very low.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Check this out. When I go to the theaters with my homies, I leave at least two seats.
Very tiny. In fact.
Yeah, two seats because they act kind of gay.
Doesn't swing or anything like that. So I get a little nub. I have a nub, dear.
Tom, you are the man.
Yes.
So what's going on?
I don't know. What'd you call for?
Would you call him after the show, will you, dude? I hate when all these guys call you during the show, these guys you hang out with on weekends. Will in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, Tim, I got to agree with you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm taking my headphones off.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do with you, dude. You know what? Then fine.
I'm not going to set you up with anybody anymore. Here's the topic.
I'm going to be totally out of your world. You go date who you want to date.
Here's the topic for tonight.
I see a man on my left who's not very happy with his social life, and I try to improve it.
Here's the topic.
You want me to improve it. You need me to improve it.
You want answers.
I hook you up with a good guy who's got a hot show in middays. And you just
I'd rather you grab a weapon and stand to post. Is that what he says?
And you just make
Either
fun
way,
of that.
Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to. Here's what you need to do. You said in the 10 o'clock hour you don't know what to do with me? I know what you need. You need to leave me alone. Ask the audience what to do with me.
Leave me alone. All right. All right. We are going to play the Wilford Brimley clips when we come back. That's the man with diabetes.
Diabetes.
As you know, I've got the diabetes. And a lot of people on YouTube have put together songs with that. They're pretty funny.
Well, Wilford's very popular.
He's
a cult icon.
Yes. And then introducing a brand new game in the 10 o'clock hour as well for a segment.
For what?
It is. You'll see. You'll have fun. You'll.
I don't really. Honest God, I don't feel too good.
What happened?
That food.
Went right through
you? The bathroom. Yeah.
Are you really going to go to the bathroom?
Well, to try to. Yes, I am.
To try to what? Throw up?
I don't feel well.
Are you sweating again?
That's why I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, boom, boom.
Yeah.
All right, don't puke on the security guard again. Bye. 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 Nut. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
I'm not in love with men.